Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the second most viewed, hit, clicked, shared story in the U.S. right now among those over the age of 18. It's sadly, you know, it used to be stories of triumph that would come out of the Olympics.
Yeah.
I remember growing up to Nadia Comaneci. I still remember her name, right?
Absolutely.
Mary Lou Retton.
Mm-hmm.
Stories of triumph. We loved stories of triumph.
Mark Spitz.
Yeah. And today, it's women on their knees crying because they can't take another hit. The number two trending story in the entire nation right now. This is what America's talking about. This has been, Lee, this week for the left, it's been an unmitigated disaster. They won't tell you that, but it has. The first thing I thought when I saw the Olympic ceremony that kicked off the week, complete with bisexual threesome, two men and a woman, a grotesque display I won't describe again. The opening ceremony, the mocking, the blasphemous mocking of the Last Supper, and yes, it was. It was called Last Supper on the Seine, which is a river in France. In the official Olympic programs, they lie all they want and say that it wasn't about the Last Supper. It was. That's why they called it that. So embarrassing for the left, they had to censor it. Starting on the Olympic website, now they're copyright infringing it if you try to show it. Why are they doing that? They're doing that because it was such a disastrous, frightening look at the left that it could darn well affect the presidential election. So they had to go ahead and put it away. And now you're watching the policies of the left, the very same policies embraced by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, on display again with this boxing match. And Riley Gaines coming out and saying, and she's not wrong about this, the swimmer, I think we're going to have a woman killed.
If this isn't a line we draw in the sand, I don't even know if a woman being fatally injured, if that's the line we draw in the sand. It's tragic that this is the reality. I predicted this, honestly. I mean, I could have told you. I've seen all over social media people saying, how did we get here? You shouldn't be surprised by this. This is what we should be expecting.
Well, right now, North Carolina, South Carolina, all over the country, women are going and girls are going back to school. And they're going to face a nasty shock when they get there. Because the Biden administration, just in time for the elections, is implementing forced genderlessness and speech codes in 24 states, including North Carolina. Not in South Carolina, thank God, because our attorney general opposed it, Lee. But up in North Carolina, where you have a Democrat governor and a Democrat attorney general, you're now half, they're now half our listening area. You, Lee, you're going to be doing story after story after story up there. It's only about women are going to come back to school as teachers. They're going to come back to school as students. They're going to be shocked because there are going to be penises everywhere. In the changing room, in the bathrooms, on their sports teams. And if they file a complaint, if they go to the principal, if they go to the vice principal and complain, I just saw a penis in the changing room. I felt leered at. I was gawked at while I was changing by a boy. According to the new Title IX rules that Biden and Kamala have forced on schools, that it's going to be discovered when they go back to school. It ain't going to be the same. Guess what, Lee? You complain, you have to be punished. You have to be punished for persecuting people who have gender protection now, or those schools could lose their federal funding. Complaining is a violation of the code because it harasses and misgenders somebody. So not only do you have to accept it and use the proper pronoun dictated to you, whether you're a teacher or a student, if you are not punished, that school can lose its federal funding. So they're going to return to school to speech codes. They're going to return to school with penises in places they should not be. They're going to return to school to find, hey, I was looking forward to my senior year starting on the women's volleyball team. What? I'm not starting? No, there's a man playing now. It's all going to hit the fan, and you're going to be doing the stories, Lee, out of North Carolina, because it is coming.
We'll be looking out for that.
It's going to be everywhere. And Caitlin Wheeler with the Riley Gaines Center, she's also a swimmer, was talking about this on Fox News, how just, you know, wait as these women go back to school in the 24 states where this will apply. And by the way, it could eventually apply here if we lose in court, too. A judge has just stayed it in the states where the attorney general filed onto the suit and rejected it. So we're on the razor's edge here of the Olympics becoming women's daily life, thanks to a signature by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This is being done executively. Take a listen.
Well, the Biden-Harris changes that Chanley mentioned to Title IX lead to a similar scene that played out there in Paris, playing out at gyms and on fields all throughout our nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what we're going to see. I wish I could say this was surprising what we saw here at the Olympic Games. Of course, it's awful. It's sick that we're glorifying male violence against women. But it's not surprising because it's the exact same things we've seen happening in our own country. The IOC is filled with the exact same weak-kneed, spineless people we have in the NCAA and YMCAs and Planet Fitnesses and these organizations who allow men into women's spaces. And to the viewers who may not have seen the video of Khalif punching Angela Carini in the face, when you watch it, take a long, good look. This is what the Biden-Harris administration sees as the future, and unfortunately, it's the reality we're living in our own country. So you must remember, a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for this exact thing. That's the vote for erasure of women and women's sports.
I think we all agree that we want people to be able to live in their own skin, in a way free from discrimination. But that's not what this is about. I guess what it comes back to is what you just alluded to. Who watches that young lady in that video, that Italian boxer who worked her whole life for that moment, sacrificed so much for that moment, literally break down in tears and say she had to quit the fight because she was scared she was going to die? Who watches all that and says, you know, I side with the other person? I don't get that, Caitlin.
I want the days of Mary Lou Retton back. Nadia Comaneci.
Yep.
Well, anyway, so all of this is going to be implemented as young women go back to school across the country. Shock is going to ensue. This is going to be in our colleges. This is going to be in our schools. Thankfully, not in South Carolina, because Alan Wilson, our attorney general, stood up. Good job for him. We had him on at the time when he did it. Girls will be spared that here. But up in North Carolina, good luck. Yep. You're coming back to the speech codes. I predicted the day after the gay marriage ruling.
You know, and it's one thing for, and I'm not defending it, I still think the whole thing is wrong, but it's one thing for non-contact sports, but for contact sports like boxing or rugby or something like that, that's just unconscionable. I mean, there are men who get killed by other men boxing.
I know.
I mean,
that's why Riley Gaines is saying that woman's going to get killed.
Yeah.
And it may be at a North Carolina high school. Because, again, shock is going to ensue. You're going to go, but your daughter's going back to school in a genderless world. Gender has been, by fiat, erased by Joe Biden, Title IX, Kamala Harris. You must use the pronouns. You must call this person whatever they say. You must allow them in the dressing room if they're gawking and leering at you and you know darn well they're not transgender. They're just perved. Doesn't matter. Can't complain. You complain to your coach. That's a violation. You've misgendered that person. You've slurred that person. You've oppressed that person. Your school could lose funding. If you complain, you have to be punished. It's almost Stalinist, actually.
Well, it's like we've been warning here for years.
Yep.
We've gone from the freedom of speech to forced speech.
That's what this is. This is forced speech or else. And everyone must comply from top to bottom, from, you know, part-time cafeteria workers in these schools to the students to the administration to the teachers or else. Now, but the good news is it's only going to be in 24 states, not in this one, but up in the rest of our coverage area in North Carolina. So, and I don't think girls have any idea what they're walking into or their parents with this being implemented. But I, you know, if I were them, I would have waited till after the election to implement this so people can't get a look at it. But this is going to be in the news all fall.
Well, they've got to motivate their extremist base.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, man, I see a penis in the changing room. Boy, do I get fired up. Maybe not in the way they hope, though. But you can't even call it. Think about that, Lee. You can't even call it. Complaining about it is a violation. And they also, they're even anticipating the complaints from women. And so what they've done in the Title IX decree by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they've lowered the standards of proof. In other words, the proof on the side of like the genderlessness. In other words, if they feel oppressed, they don't have to prove they were oppressed. They have to just say they feel it, and it's a potential violation.
Have you noticed?
So hold on, you know where we are? You better not make DeLiberal mad. Don't make DeLiberal mad, because your school could lose funding and you could be kicked out. That's where we are. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, have you noticed how they keep framing the narrative as LGBTQ? That has nothing to do with anything. The issue that we're dealing with right here is transgender.
Yes.
That's the issue. It has nothing to do with lesbians, gays, bisexuals, has nothing to do with any of that. Because those groups, for the most part, from a legal secular standpoint, are not being persecuted. Or even admonished, quite honestly.
No, they're using the mantle of that to hide behind.
They're trying to pull all that in together so that they can increase the perceived size of the minority oppressed group. Because the only issue really in this country right now that we're taking a look at that is contentious is the transgender issue, is the issue of people being able to fluidly decide on a day-to-day basis what their gender is and the implications thereof. And they keep branding this, the narrative, as LGBTQ plus, because we've got to pull all these other people in there because they're going to be with us. And it's like, listen, we've had stories. You've had people on the air, lesbian, gay, bisexual, whatever, that have said, look, I'm this way, but I don't agree with the transgender issue. So it's not an issue where all of these people believe exactly the same thing.
No, but they're being used too.
Yes, exactly.
And you know where we're going to end up? Remember what happened in Virginia that resulted in the election of an actual Republican in a state Joe Biden won by 9 points. And that was what? The rape of a girl in a girl's restroom by a boy who was in a skirt, that boy was then transferred to another school where he raped another girl. Mm-hmm. And remember, the school district covered it up?
Right.
Well, that is now policy in North Carolina. You can't get him out of the bathroom. It doesn't even matter if he committed a sexual assault. That's not an excuse. He gets to go in the changing room or the bathroom. And look, all creeps and weirdos, they were all in high school once, right? I mean, the guys we later will see on sex offender lists, arrested for attempted rape, those guys were all in high school once. They were all young once. And now they're going to be in the girls' room in North Carolina. But I'm so glad we're doing this. The good news is we're doing this before the election, Lee, because hell is about to break loose in this country when these students go back to school and find out that Joe and Kamala have done this.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, this has been a great week for our side in Donald Trump. Starting with the true full horror of what the left is on display at the Olympics. And look, you know why they took that down? And I mean, I'm talking even scrubbed it off the Olympic YouTube channel. Started going after people for copyright violations for still showing it. Because it hurt the Democrat Party and as they're going into the elections right now. Reminded people of what they are. Blasphemous. Weird. Folks, why do you think midweek, all of a sudden, we're hearing weird, 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 weird? Because the Olympics reminded people of how weird the left is. What do they do when they're doing something bad or wrong? They always turn it on us. They called us weird. Why? Because their polling is showing that people think they're weird. That's why they did that in unison across. And we played the audio for you, all of the channels. Well, it's now been 12 days since Kamala Harris, in a coup, without ever receiving a single vote at the national level. She won a Senate seat in California. She has never received a single vote at the national level. She's never won a delegate at the national level. In a coup, first became vice president, and then now she is the presidential nominee. In the 12 days since the coup, do you realize she has not given a single interview? Not one. Let that sink in. You know what that is? It's totalitarian. You're told who your leaders are. You don't get to see or hear from them. They can't put her on the stump. This is the Biden basement playbook all over again. Did you hear what she did? Everybody's buzzing about it on X, where there's real news. She sat there until, you know, Evan Gershkowitz and all these, they're coming back and the Russian hostages or whatever you want to call them. And they're like, okay, they have to delay it for half an hour because she's sitting in the big black van with a binder. And she's preparing to make a very brief statement. At the end of the statement, this press starts to ask her questions. She turns Joe Biden style and walks off. Doesn't take any questions. Do you realize she has not sat for an interview or taken a single media question since the coup? She hasn't taken a single question, no interviews, no press conferences since she forced Biden off the ballot. And this would have been very friendly, right? I mean, the Democrat media is in the immaculation phase, okay? They want to help her. It's like a rerun of Biden's 2020 strategy, campaigning from the basement. It's incredible. And look, the next 3 months will expose why she had to drop out of the 2020 race before a single vote was cast. Why some dude named Tom Steyer, whose face I can't even remember, was able to beat her in the polls and force her out. This is a disaster. And again, she hasn't taken a single question or done a single interview since she forced Biden off the ballot. Can you even imagine if that was us? They'd be screaming coup, end of democracy. They'd be demanding to talk to the candidate. They'd say it was repression of the press if they couldn't ask their questions. And you know why she can't take the questions? Because even a liberal reporter might ask her about the flat fact that she flip-flopped on her entire agenda in a single article in the New York Times. She can't answer the question. She can't do it. 30 minutes with a binder to prepare for that. 30 minutes with a binder. Okay. Then she comes out with this bizarre word salad. Another one of those, I don't know who wrote this. I don't know why they continue to let these people write this. This is what she said about Evan Gershkovich and the freeing, of the Russian, I guess you call them hostages. I don't know what they were. Take a listen.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Yeah. So it's been 11 days. Now, Kamala Harris has not given a single presser. You got to ask, what are they afraid of? What is she afraid of? And the mainstream media is beginning to discuss this. They're saying she's not quite ready yet. She's kind of got to, get her feet under her. Not quite ready. She's been vice president for 3 years. How's she not ready to do a simple interview? And in the meantime, think about this for a minute. She can't even show up to a National Association of Black Journalists conference. The friendliest territory for her imaginable. And Trump shows up to it and points out she isn't even here to talk to y'all. Oh, by the way, she's only pretending to be black. When she was running for Senate in California, she didn't want anything to do with black people. She wanted to be Indian. Now she wants your vote. Devastating. Absolutely devastating. J.D. Vance, by the way, was down at the border and he explained what the strategy is. It's exactly what I told you it was yesterday, and it's brilliant.
Former president's comments yesterday to the National Association of Black Journalists, where he said that Vice President Harris is, quote, all of a sudden black. As a father of three biracial children, did those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake Southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she pretends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open border policy. She's saying that she wants to support the police, yet she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
Yeah, here she was before.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Right.
Yet now she's a moderate. She just is very moderate and it's great. You know what kills me? Donald Trump is supposedly a horrific racist for saying, look, she's only claiming to be black. She's a quarter black. She wanted to be known as Indian before. She's Indian. Well, you can't tell a black person they're not black. The media said they're in horror. But they didn't care a lick about this.
More questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man.
Joe Biden tells black people they're not black. That is cool. It's so good. Donald Trump tells Kamala Harris she's not black. Oh, my God. The racism. You got to love these people. You really do. Well, we're on Vice President Watch. Unbelievable letter went out. Folks, this is the state of stuff in the Democrat Party. I'm going to tie a lot of these together. Unbelievable letter went out. The governor of Pennsylvania's guy by the name of Shapiro, Josh Shapiro, he's a Jew. That didn't used to be a problem in the Democrat Party, but anti-Semitism's all the rage now among Democrats. Raging Democrats who've made Jews in the areas they've taken their rage out on so afraid that they no longer can attend college in person. Because like I said, anti-Semitism is all the rage. This is the same party that sent a group of young liberals to protest outside of a bakery because a Jew owned it. Now listen to this. A letter signed by 60 progressive leaders, including a lot of well-known names, urged Kamala Harris not to pick Josh Shapiro as her running mate. Is it because of the potential sex scandal brewing? No, they don't give a damn about that. They're Democrats. When it comes to sex stuff, they're just weird. Now, it's not that. Yeah, well, why shouldn't she pick him then? You want to hear how they worded it? The group, calling itself VP Unity, said Harris's consideration of Shapiro had, quote, listen to this, set off alarm bells among young voters, Muslims, and Arab Americans and activists. Oh, why? Why? We all know why. They didn't have to say any more than that. Let me read you the lie. God, do they have anything like this in Nazi Germany? Is this how it started? Are we watching it? Harris's consideration of Shapiro had, quote, set off alarm bells among young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists. What are they saying? Well, we can't have a Jew on the ticket. I mean, it might upset Muslims and Arab Americans. Oh, no. What? We're here, folks. We are here. God knows where we'll be in 5 years with these Democrats. What are they saying? Well, young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, these Democrat activists, they're anti-Semites. You're offending them. I mean, you're forcing them to look upon a Jew, maybe, and we can't have that. Have you noticed they don't call Trump an anti-Semite anymore? You know why I think that is? I think they're afraid he might appeal to the Democrat base and might get a second look from them. Remember, they used to accuse him of being an anti-Semite for no reason. I mean, his daughter and son-in-law, who he prominently involved in his administration, are Jews. He was never an anti-Semite, but they'd like to say he was. Have you noticed that that has stopped? You haven't heard that at all. Normally, they'll sling that at him a couple times a year. Trump, not anymore. Why? Being an anti-Semite is good. It could help Trump in Michigan. That's why they're not calling him an anti-Semite. Now, let's just connect a few things in the news this week, shall we? If 60 progressive leaders believe that picking Josh Shapiro could hurt Kamala among young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists, what would executing, as they richly deserve, the plotters of 9/11 do for Kamala Harris among, let's see, young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists? Wouldn't go over well, would it? So let me get this straight. Just as Muslim voters in Michigan, one of the most important swing states, have been marching, showing up at Democrat events and jeering because they feel that the Democrats are not sufficiently anti-Semitic, don't have sufficient support for Hamas, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Bin Laden. Just at this moment, after 23 years, we find out that the Biden administration has let the 9/11 plotters out of it, off of it, is not going to kill them, cuts a plea deal with them. In exchange for what? See, that's the key. You cut a plea deal. I've been covering court cases for many years. I was court reporter. That's what I did. I was a crime reporter. When prosecutors cut plea deals, they do it to get something. Usually it's information, testimony in order to get a bigger target. But these are the biggest targets. What did they get for the plea deal? Nothing. They got nothing. Or did they get something? Remember what happened earlier this year, folks? I spent a lot of time on this because we've never seen this before. Remember on TikTok when Bin Laden began to trend? And there were thousands of positive posts against him, about him, and then there were tens of thousands, and then there were millions as young people rediscovered his manifesto and fell in love with it because in one line, he mentioned that the elites were not climate friendly. And then they understood, oh, that's why he had to kill 3,000 Americans. Look, there'd been crimes against the climate, and these young people discovered Bin Laden and found they loved him. Do you remember that? And it got so bad, we had to ask the communist Chinese who really run TikTok Could you knock it off? Could you stop Bin Laden from trending? Because it was becoming embarrassing to the Democrats how anti-Semitic, openly anti-Semitic their base was. They had to shut it up, shut it down. It's an election year. Now look what happened this week. They are trying to please the Muslim activists, the same ones who were caught on camera at a huge rally earlier this year doing what? Chanting death to America, demanding the death of America at the hands of the Democrats, or else they're not supporting them. They're not going to support Trump. They just won't show up. They don't show up, we're going to win Michigan. Our side is. The good people. Those who aren't anti-Semites. We're going to win. And you wait after 23 years till right now, when you need Kamala to surge in the polls, when you need some good news, and when you need to win Michigan, you wait till right now to cut a deal with the 9/11 coup plotters who'd be very, really, really popular around where? Dearborn, Michigan? And really popular with the who? Young voters who love Bin Laden. Coincidence? It's not a coincidence. It's not. This looks so bad for the Democrats, though. I mean, people are mad. It doesn't matter, folks. You got to understand this. Only six states matter. This is not a national election. There are only six states that matter. Nothing else matters. And in those six states, across those six states, Joe Biden won by 64,000 votes total last time. So would these guys go to, hey, we're going to let the 9/11 plotters out of the death penalty. We're going to treat them with kid gloves to win Michigan. You bet they would. And they're out there going, well, that wasn't us, though. That was the Pentagon. You appointed everybody running the Pentagon. You think you didn't call them? You know what? We really need to let the 9/11 conspirators off. But they're really popular on TikTok. They're really popular in Dearborn. We need to give a concession to the Muslim immigrants we imported under Obama who are voting now. You want to talk solidarity? Okay. That's solidarity right there. Then you send John Kirby out to condemn the murder of the head of Hamas by Israel, and you're in business. They hope in Michigan. We'll see when a polling comes out. Folks, mark my words, that's why they just let those terrorists off. That is a big part of it. Let me tell you why. Okay. They were going to let them off anyway because they don't want all the details of 9/11 to come out. They had to do it. Why do it before the election? Why not wait till after in the lame duck? Why not wait till December when no one will notice Christmas? Because you want the voters in Michigan to know you did it. And you want, here's from the letter, Muslims, Arab Americans, and young voters to know you are down with Bin Laden because he is hot. He is hip. He is popular. And that might win you Michigan. That's what just happened here. Kamala Harris has been given permission to change every position she ever held except on abortion by the New York Times this week. And I told you what we're going to see. I'm going to do the story. When they gave her permission to do that by admitting she was doing it in the article all at once, hey, she's flipping all of her positions from what they've been in less than the last 5 years. What that they did that so that the fact checking army can go out. And now when we say she said it's going to be mandatory to turn your guns into the federal government with a signature under my presidency, you're going to have to turn them in. We'll give you some money for it, but it's going to be mandatory buyback. They'll say, no, that's incorrect. No. Well, why? She's been given dispensation by the New York Times. That's not her view anymore. But I have her on tape saying it. It doesn't matter. A complete remaking of Kamala Harris has been approved. From what? From this. All of this, folks, is less than 5 years ago.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals.
You support the Medicare for All bill. It will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Assault weapons that are already in circulation. What do you do about those?
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
It's all been erased. Folks, this right here is CBS. CBS, Norah O'Donnell, asking her, aren't you the most liberal senator?
You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah, well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for all.
Total silence. She never answers the question. You know why? Because this is who she really is.
And yeah, I am a radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
I believe her. That's who she's been. Well, CBS need not worry. It's all been erased, much as Stalin would have. Remember how he'd erase people who he had killed from the pictures as if they were never there, as if they were not his ministers, as if he didn't kill them in a purge? Yeah, well, they've killed her past in a purge. See, she's not the most liberal senator anymore because they just pressured GovTrack to delete that page, and now it's gone. It's not there anymore. So she's no longer the most liberal senator of 2019 by her voting record. But they got a problem. See, if you do that, you can't take questions from the media. And besides, the media has told us this week she's not ready yet. She's not ready yet. And so for 11 days, she has not done an interview. It's 12 days now, has not taken a question since she was installed to replace the dethroned Joe Biden, who, maybe nuts, but to his credit, actually did get votes in a primary. He has run in a Democrat primary and won it. He has gotten actual Democrat votes. She's never...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're on Vice President Watch. Unbelievable letter went out. Folks, this is the state of stuff in the Democrat Party. I'm going to tie a lot of these together. Unbelievable letter went out. The governor of Pennsylvania's guy by the name of Shapiro, Josh Shapiro, he's a Jew. That didn't used to be a problem in the Democrat Party, but anti-Semitism's all the rage now among Democrats. Raging Democrats who've made Jews in the areas they've taken their rage out on so afraid that they no longer can attend college in person. Because like I said, anti-Semitism is all the rage. This is the same party that sent a group of young liberals to protest outside of a bakery because a Jew owned it. Now listen to this. A letter signed by 60 progressive leaders, including a lot of well-known names, urged Kamala Harris not to pick Josh Shapiro as her running mate. Is it because of the potential sex scandal brewing? No, they don't give a damn about that. They're Democrats. When it comes to sex stuff, they're just weird. No, it's not that. Yeah, well, why shouldn't she pick him then? You want to hear how they worded it? The group, calling itself VP Unity, said Harris's consideration of Shapiro had, quote, listen to this, set off alarm bells among young voters, Muslims, and Arab Americans and activists. Oh, why? Why? We all know why. They didn't have to say any more than that. Let me read you the lie. God, do they have anything like this in Nazi Germany? Is this how it started? Are we watching it? Harris's consideration of Shapiro had, quote, set off alarm bells among young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists. What are they saying? Well, we can't have a Jew on the ticket. I mean, it might upset Muslims and Arab Americans. Oh, no. What? We're here, folks. We are here. God knows where we'll be in 5 years with these Democrats. What are they saying? Well, young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, these Democrat activists, they're anti-Semites. You're offending them. I mean, you're forcing them to look upon a Jew, maybe, and we can't have that. Have you noticed they don't call Trump an anti-Semite anymore? You know why I think that is? I think they're afraid he might appeal to the Democrat base and might get a second look from them. Remember, they used to accuse him of being an anti-Semite for no reason. I mean, his daughter and son-in-law, who he prominently involved in his administration, are Jews. He was never an anti-Semite, but they'd like to say he was. Have you noticed that that has stopped? You haven't heard that at all. Normally, they'll sling that at him a couple times a year. Trump, not anymore. Why? Being an anti-Semite is good. It could help Trump in Michigan. That's why they're not calling him an anti-Semite. Now, let's just connect a few things in the news this week, shall we? If 60 progressive leaders believe that picking Josh Shapiro could hurt Kamala among young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists, what would executing, as they richly deserve, the plotters of 9/11 do for Kamala Harris among, let's see, young voters, Muslims, Arab Americans, and activists? Wouldn't go over well, would it? So let me get this straight. Just as Muslim voters in Michigan, one of the most important swing states, have been marching, showing up at Democrat events and jeering because they feel that the Democrats are not sufficiently anti-Semitic, don't have sufficient support for Hamas, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and Bin Laden. Just at this moment, after 23 years, we find out that the Biden administration has let the 9/11 plotters out of it, off of it, is not going to kill them, cuts a plea deal with them. In exchange for what? See, that's the key. You cut a plea deal. I've been covering court cases for many years. I was court reporter. That's what I did. I was a crime reporter. When prosecutors cut plea deals, they do it to get something. Usually it's information, testimony in order to get a bigger target. But these are the biggest targets. What did they get for the plea deal? Nothing. They got nothing. Or did they get something? Remember what happened earlier this year, folks? I spent a lot of time on this because we've never seen this before. Remember on TikTok when Bin Laden began to trend and there were thousands of positive posts against him, about him, and then there were tens of thousands, and then there were millions as young people rediscovered his manifesto and fell in love with it because in one line, he mentioned that the elites were not climate friendly. And then they understood. Oh, that's why he had to kill 3,000 Americans. Look, there'd been crimes against the climate. And these young people discovered Bin Laden and found they loved him. Do you remember that? And it got so bad, we had to ask the communist Chinese who really run TikTok, could you knock it off? Could you stop Bin Laden from trending? Because it was becoming embarrassing to the Democrats how anti-Semitic, openly anti-Semitic their base was. They had to shut it up, shut it down. It's an election year. Now, look what happened this week. They are trying to please the Muslim activists, the same ones who were caught on camera at a huge rally earlier this year doing what? Chanting death to America, demanding the death of America at the hands of the Democrats, or else they're not supporting them. They're not going to support Trump. They just won't show up. They don't show up, we're going to win Michigan. Our side is the good people. those who aren't anti-Semites, we're going to win. And you wait after 23 years till right now, when you need Kamala to surge in the polls, when you need some good news, and when you need to win Michigan, you wait till right now to cut a deal with the 9/11 coup plotters who'd be very, really, really popular around where? Dearborn, Michigan? And really popular with the who? Young voters who love bin Laden. Coincidence? It's not a coincidence. It's not. This looks so bad for the Democrats, though. I mean, people are mad. It doesn't matter, folks. You got to understand this. Only six states matter. This is not a national election. There are only six states that matter. Nothing else matters. And in those six states, across those six states, Joe Biden won by 64,000 votes total last time. So would these guys go to, hey, we're going to let the 9/11 plotters out of the death penalty. We're going to treat them with kid gloves to win Michigan. You bet they would. And they're out there going, well, that wasn't us, though. That was the Pentagon. You appointed everybody running the Pentagon. You think you didn't call them? You know what? We really need to let the 9/11 conspirators off. But they're really popular on TikTok. They're really popular in Dearborn. We need to give a concession to the Muslim immigrants we imported under Obama who are voting now. You want to talk solidarity? Okay. That's solidarity right there. Then you send John Kirby out to condemn the murder of the head of Hamas by Israel, and you're in business. They hope in Michigan. We'll see when a polling comes out. Folks, mark my words, that's why they just let those terrorists off. That is a big part of it. Let me tell you why, okay? They were going to let them off anyway because they don't want all the details of 9/11 to come out. They had to do it. Why do it before the election? Why not wait till after in the lame duck? Why not wait till December when no one will notice Christmas? Because you want the voters in Michigan to know you did it, and you want, here's from the letter, Muslims, Arab Americans, and young voters to know you are down with bin Laden because he is hot. He is hip. He is popular, and that might win you Michigan. That's what just happened here. Kamala Harris has been given permission to change every position she ever held except on abortion by the New York Times this week. And I told you what we're going to see. I'm going to do the story. When they gave her permission to do that by admitting she was doing it in the article all at once, hey, she's flipping all of her positions from what they've been in less than the last 5 years. What that they did that so that the fact checking army can go out. And now when we say she said it's going to be mandatory to turn your guns into the federal government with a signature under my presidency, you're going to have to turn them in. We'll give you some money for it, but it's going to be mandatory buyback. They'll say, no, that's incorrect. No. Well, why? She's been given dispensation by the New York Times. That's not her view anymore. But I have her on tape saying it. It doesn't matter. A complete remaking of Kamala Harris has been approved. From what? From this. All of this, folks, is less than 5 years ago.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals.
You support the Medicare for All bill. It will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Assault weapons that are already in circulation. What do you do about those?
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
It's all been erased. Folks, this right here is CBS. CBS, Norah O'Donnell. Asking her, aren't you the most liberal senator?
You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage, but
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for all.
Total silence. She never answers the question. You know why? Because this is who she really is.
And yeah, I am a radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
I believe her. That's who she's been. Well, CBS need not worry. It's all been erased, much as Stalin would have. Remember how he'd erase people who he had killed from the pictures as if they were never there, as if they were not his ministers, as if he didn't kill them in a purge? Yeah, well, they've killed her past in a purge. See, she's not the most liberal senator anymore because they just pressured GovTrack to delete that page and now it's gone. It's not there anymore. So she's no longer the most liberal senator of 2019 by her voting record. But they got a problem. See, if you do that, you can't take questions from the media. And besides, the media has told us this week she's not ready yet. She's not ready yet. And so for 11 days, she has not done an interview. It's 12 days now, has not taken a question since she was installed to replace the dethroned Joe Biden, who maybe nuts, but to his credit, actually did get votes in a primary. He has run in a Democrat primary and won it, has gotten actual Democrat votes. She's never gotten a single Democrat vote in a primary for national office ever. Somebody's going to ask her about that. She can't respond. So they're hiding her. They're hiding her. People pointing out online, this is incredible. Ever since she ousted Joe Biden in a coup, she has not answered a single media question or sat for a single interview, period, end of memo. Yesterday, they had to delay those poor Russian hostages, that whole thing on the tarmac, while she sat in a car and read a binder. Not to prepare for media questions, to prepare for giving a statement, and then she turned around Joe Biden style when the media started asking her questions and walked away. This while Donald Trump, in a badass move, showed up at a black journalist conference, took all their questions, as they called him a racist. She was invited to the same conference, but didn't dare show up because she would have had to take unscripted questions. She's not ready. Meanwhile, who's the real Kamala Harris? More comes out every day. This is her screaming at Christmas time into the microphone during a press conference, saying that until we amnesty illegal immigrants from DACA, that you do not deserve to have Christmas.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
You know, that's not a bad idea, actually. You know what? None of us deserve to have a Christmas until we close that border and no more mothers of five have to get raped and murdered. No more 12-year-olds have to get raped and murdered by those let in who wear the monitoring bracelet of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because they're so unafraid of the federal government while they rape a 12-year-old and stuff her body in a culvert. How about nobody has a Christmas, Kamala, till nobody gets raped or murdered by an illegal immigrant you let in anymore? How about that? Oh, we don't want to do that. We don't talk about that. No. You know what? I'll just hide over here in the van with my binder. Folks, this is Argentinian. It's Bolivian. It's so third world. Coup goes down. Biden is out. She is dictated to be the replacement without ever having gotten a single vote in a primary ever. Never won a single delegate. And is yet to take an unscripted interview. You know what we call somebody like that? You know what you call them? You want to get real? Your Highness. Because you're a monarch. You're king. You're queen. That's who you are. Kamala Harris has been given permission to change every position she ever held, except on abortion, by the New York Times this week. And I told you what we're going to see. I'm going to do the story. When they gave her permission to do that by admitting she was doing it in the article all at once. Hey, she's flipping all of her positions from what they've been in less than the last 5 years. What that they did that so that the fact checking army can go out. And now when we say she said it's going to be mandatory to turn your guns into the federal government with a signature under my presidency, you're going to have to turn them in. We'll give you some money for it, but it's going to be mandatory buyback. They'll say, no, that's incorrect. No. Well, why? She's been given dispensation by the New York Times. That's not her view anymore. But I have her on tape saying it. It doesn't matter. A complete remaking of Kamala Harris has been approved. From what? From this. All of this, folks, is less than 5 years ago.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals.
You support the Medicare for All bill. It will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Assault weapons that are already in circulation. What do you do about those?
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
It's all been erased. Folks, this right here is CBS. CBS, Norah O'Donnell. Asking her, aren't you the most liberal senator?
You're very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
I somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for all.
Total silence. She never answers the question. You know why? Because this is who she really is.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
I believe her. That's who she's been. Well, CBS need not worry. It's all been erased, much as Stalin would have. Remember how he'd erased people who he had killed from the pictures as if they were never there, as if they were not his ministers, as if he didn't kill them in a purge? Yeah, well, they've killed her past in a purge. See, she's not the most liberal senator anymore because they just pressured GovTrack to delete that page, and now it's gone. It's not there anymore. So she's no longer the most liberal senator of 2019 by her voting record. But they got a problem. See, if you do that, you can't take questions from the media. And besides, the media has told us this week she's not ready yet. She's not ready yet. And so for 11 days, she has not done an interview. Has not. It's 12 days now. Has not taken a question since she was installed to replace the dethroned Joe Biden, who maybe nuts, but to his credit, actually did get votes in a primary. He has run in a Democrat primary and won it, has gotten actual Democrat votes. She's never gotten a single Democrat vote in a primary for a national office ever. Somebody's going to ask her about that. She can't respond. So they're hiding her. They're hiding her. People pointing out online, this is incredible. Ever since she ousted Joe Biden in a coup, she has not answered a single media question or sat for a single interview, period, end of memo. Yesterday, they had to delay those poor Russian hostages, that whole thing on the tarmac, while she sat in a car and read a binder. Not to prepare for media questions, to prepare for giving a statement, and then she turned around Joe Biden style when the media started asking her questions and walked away. This while Donald Trump, in a badass move, showed up at a black journalist conference. Took all their questions, as they called him a racist. She was invited to the same conference, but didn't dare show up because she would have had to take unscripted questions. She's not ready. Meanwhile, who's the real Kamala Harris? More comes out every day. This is her screaming at Christmas time into the microphone during a press conference, saying that until we amnesty illegal immigrants from DACA, that you do not deserve to have Christmas.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
You know, that's not a bad idea, actually. You know what? None of us deserve to have a Christmas until we close that border and no more mothers of five have to get raped and murdered. No more 12-year-olds have to get raped and murdered by those let in who wear the monitoring bracelet of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because they're so unafraid of the federal government while they rape a 12-year-old and stuff her body in a culvert. How about nobody has a Christmas, Kamala, till nobody gets raped or murdered by an illegal immigrant you let in anymore? How about that? Oh, we don't want to do that. We don't want to talk about that. No. You know what? I'll just hide over here in the van with my binder. Folks, this is Argentinian. It's Bolivian. It's so third world. Coup goes down. Biden is out. She is dictated to be the replacement without ever having gotten a single vote in a primary ever. Never won a single delegate. And is yet to take an unscripted interview. You know what we call somebody like that? You know what you call them? You want to get real? Your Highness. Because you're a monarch. You're king. You're queen. That's who you are.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will.
Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.